When you feel that proximity to divinity, the love in your heart grows, the passion grows, the connection grows. When this happens, you become immersed, and when you are immersed, the difference between I and thou begins to dissolve. You feel that that divine beloved is in you, is all around you, is everywhere. That divine beloved is the one in front of you. It is the food you eat. It is the plants, the animals, the people. It is all around you. That one is all around you. And you feel that that one is in you, moving your body, speaking with your voice, listening with your ears. That one infuses in you until there is no separation, no duality, until I and thou become one. But for this to happen, it requires a willingness to surrender, a willingness to let go. You can't really achieve this unity. All you can do is surrender. Let go. For your individual self cannot accomplish this unity. You can open. You can allow. You can be receptive to that shower of grace. You can let the infinite be in you, align your purpose with divine purpose, align your heart with divine love, align your mind with the will and intent of the infinite. Then where is the difference between you and your beloved? Slowly you slip into the grace, and all that remains is the beloved. That is the path of yoga. That is the path of love. It doesn't require any high knowledge or any special great esoteric practices or information. It only requires a pure heart, a pure mind, willing to let go, willing to allow, willing to align with the Infinite One, willing to let that grace be showered upon you, to feel it, to breathe it in, to let it permeate your body, the cells in your body, to let that grace permeate your mind, Let that grace fill your heart. Until there's nothing left but that grace, that infinite love, that great beloved. This is the way of yoga. All right.